七章啊，提摩太前书四章七到十四节，只要弃绝那世俗的言语和老妇荒谬的话，在敬虔上操练自己，操练自己身体益处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处，因为今生和来生的应许。这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。我们劳苦努力正是为此，因我们的指望在乎永生的神，他是万人的救主，更是信徒的救主。这些事你要吩咐人，也要教导人，不可教人小看你年轻，总要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上都做信徒的榜样。你要以宣读、劝勉、教导为念，只等到我来。你不要轻忽所得的恩赐，就是从前借着预言在众长老按手的时候赐给你的。这是今天正道的经文。
Thank you, Linda, for playing so beautifully for us.
谢谢琳达帮我们弹奏的很美丽的琵琶。
And thank you to Pastor Lee for leading us in prayer.
谢谢李牧师的祷告。
Thank you to Matthew for the children's moment.
谢谢 Matthew 帮我们孩子带祷。
And Verona and Alyssa for the announcements.
还有 Verona 帮我们的报告家事的事项。
And Lulu for translating.
Thank you.
We are looking at four trustworthy sayings in the New Testament.
那我们正在看一系列在新约里面讲到了四个可信的话语。
Last week we considered Paul's trustworthy saying in 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 15.
上个主日我们看到是保罗在提摩太前书一章十五节讲到的。
This week we'll consider his trustworthy saying in 1 Timothy verses 8.So chapter 4, verses 8 and 9.
那今天我们要看的是他继续看到他在提摩太前书四章八到九节所讲的。
Godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come.
唯独敬虔凡事都有益处，因有今生和来生的应许，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。
This is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance.
这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。
How many of you know someone who is naturally gifted?
你们有多少人认识有些人是天赋异禀，就很有才能的呢？
Maybe you know somebody with perfect pitch.
或许你认识有一些人，他的音准非常的准。
Perfect pitch is that rare ability to identify a sound instantly and precisely.With his corresponding musical note.
那音准很强的人呢，他听到音乐，他就很快能够辨别出那个音，那个是哪个音。
Maybe you know a gifted athlete.
或许你认识有些天生很好的运动选手。
Usain Bolt, the Jamaican sprinter, had the genetic physiology to be the world's fastest human being.
有一个牙买加的一个短跑的选手叫 Usain, 他是一个在天生他的身体上。就是一个天生就是一个很快的跑一个短跑的选手，所以这让他成为全世界最快的短跑的选手。
Maybe you know someone who is a genius with math.
或许你认识有些人在数学上是个天才。
Terence Tao was a Chinese prodigy who at 1985 at age 10 became the youngest medalist in the International Mathematical Olympiad.
有一个华人叫陶哲轩，他在十岁的时候，在1985年参加奥林匹亚的数学比赛。那时候他只有十岁，他就得到了一个奖牌。
These people are incredibly gifted with astonishing natural talent.
这些人是有很令人惊讶的一个天赋，他们的有一个很天生的一个才能。
When it comes to godliness, there is no such thing as natural talent.
但是当我们讲到敬虔的时候，就没有天生才能的这种事情了。
The reason is obvious. We are born with original sin.
那原因是很明显的，因为我们天生就带着原罪。
Psalm 51 verse 5 says, "Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me."
在诗篇五十一篇第五节里面讲到说，在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。
Created in the image of God, we were made to relate to God.
那我们是照着神的形象所造的，我们被造的时候，我们是要跟神有关系的。
But original sin reminds us that our hearts are inclined away from God.
但是我们原罪让我们知道说我们其实是想要离开神的。
Godliness, therefore, is not something that comes naturally.
所以敬虔并不是天生就拥有的。
We need the grace and mercy of God and the power of the Spirit to live for Jesus Christ.
我们需要神的恩典和圣灵的能力让我们能够为主耶稣基督而活。
And as this trustworthy saying declares, godliness requires training, practice, and commitment.
就像我们刚刚所看的那个经文里面讲到说，这个敬虔是需要训练、练习和委身的。
To understand this trustworthy saying, we must grasp four details.
要能够了解这颗心的话语的话，我们必须要抓住它的细节。
First, what is godliness?
第一个，什么叫敬虔呢？
Godliness is a rare word in the New Testament.
那敬虔在新约里面是很少看到的一个字句。
It is included in a list of Christian qualities in 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 5 and 6.
它包含了一系列的基督徒的一个应该要有的品格，那详列在彼得后书的一章五到六节。
There we read of faith, goodness, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness,brotherly kindness and love.
他讲到说要信心、德行、知识，又要加上节制；忍耐，又要加上敬虔；有了前进，又要加上爱弟兄的心；有了爱弟兄的心，又要加上爱众人的心。
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 11 lists godliness with righteousness, faith, love, endurance and gentleness.
提摩太前书六章十一节又加上说，要追求公义、敬虔、爱心、信心、忍耐和温柔。
Bible scholars see the connection between these lists and the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5.
那圣经的学者他们看到了这些列出的特质，跟我们加拉太书五章讲到的圣灵的果子是有关系的。
And there we read of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness.Faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔和节制。
Clearly, godliness describes somebody who is devoted to God.
很明显的，敬虔的意思就是说，一个人他要委身于神。
In his excellent book entitled "The Practice of Godliness," Jerry Bridges.Who was a former vice president of a Christian organization devoted to spiritual growth called the Navigators, defines godliness like this.
那有一个叫 Jerry 的一个人，他有一本书很有名，叫做《敬虔的操练》。那 Jerry 他是一个基督教的一个导航会，他之前的一个副董事长。
Godliness is an attitude that focuses upon God.
他定义什么叫敬虔呢？他说敬虔的意思就是一个。能够专注于神的一个态度。
He uses the example of Enoch in Genesis chapter 5, verses 21 to 24.
他用创世纪五章二十一、二十四节里面讲到以诺的一个例子。
Enoch is described as someone who walked with God.
以诺被形容是与神同行的人。
Jerry Bridges says that among all the heroes of faith in Hebrews chapter 11, Enoch stands alone as one who pleased God.
那 Jerry 他在他书里面讲到说，在希伯来书十一章里面讲到一些信心的一些人物的时候，以诺他一个人他特别的突出，因为他是讨神喜悦的人。
So Jerry Bridges says that godliness is the supreme hallmark of someone whose single goal is to please God.
So Jerry 他说，所谓的敬虔就是一个人他唯一单单的一个目标，就要讨悦、取悦神。对他来讲，这是一个终极的一个目标。
It's why we have been saved.
也就是因为这样，我们被得救了。
In Titus chapter 1, verse 1.Paul describes his whole ministry as instructing people to know the truth, that's the gospel, that leads to godliness.
那在提多书一章一节里面，保罗讲到说，他整个事工的目标就是要带领人们信主，然后让他们过一个敬虔的生活。
Godliness is the objective of Christian living.
那金钱是基督徒生活的一个目标。
Think through what you will do tomorrow.
想想看，你明天会做什么？
What difference will godliness, pleasing God, make in how you work?
那取悦神一个敬虔的生活，那你的行事会有什么不一样呢？
In how you speak.
那你讲话会有什么不一样呢？
In how you think.
那你想思考会有什么不一样呢？
Our second point asks why godliness is important.
我们第一个点想问的是说，那敬虔有什么重要呢？
1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 8 says something astonishing.
那在彼得前书的一章八节讲到一个事情，让人家觉得很惊讶的。
Sorry, it's 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 8.
Okay, 是在提摩太前书的第四章。
Paul says, "Godliness holds promise for both the present life and the life to come."
保罗说，敬虔掌握了今生和来生的应许。
There comes a point in a person's life when they wonder what difference their life has made.
那在人的一生里面，总是有到了一个点，会怀疑说，我这一生里面到了做什么事情不一样呢？
Some call this a midlife crisis.
有人称为这是中年的危机。
There's the longing to be youthful again.
那就是他们希望能够再年轻。
When Verona announced the youth group ages, were you thinking, if only?
那 Verona 刚讲到说年轻人的查经班，你是不是想到说，如果我能够加入他们多好？
Or there's remorse over goals not accomplished.
或是有人会觉得很后悔，说他好像有些目标、有些东西、愿望没有达成。
Or there's the fear of humiliation among more successful colleagues or friends.
或是你很害怕在你比你更成功的同事或朋友当前，他们会羞辱你。
In North American culture, the stereotype of a man in midlife crisis is the purchase of an exotic car.
那在北美的一个刻板印象就是说，他们中年的危机是想要买一个外国的车子。
Yes, my 2013 VW Jetta is my midlife crisis.
是的 ，Callum 牧师他的2013年的福斯汽车就是他的中年危机。
But godliness means that we can avoid a spiritual midlife crisis.
但是敬虔的意思就是说，我们可以避免到我们的中年危机。
We never need to think, was being godly worth it?
我们不需要再去思考说，那敬虔是值得的吗？
Godliness holds promise.For now and eternity, says Paul.
那敬虔掌握了今生和来生的应许，这是保罗所说的。
Think of it like this.
你想想看。
Knowing something about a country before traveling means we feel more at home when we arrive.
那在你去到一个国家去旅游之前，如果你能够认识那个国家的话，意思就是说，你到那个国家以后呢，你会觉得比较像在家里一样自在。
So it is with godliness.
所以敬虔也是这样子的。
If I think that how I live now is preparing me for glory, surely I'll live with much more focus.
如果我知道我现在我的敬虔的生活的方法，就是我以后在荣耀里面我要活的样子的时候呢，我就会更专注。
And passion and intention.
会带来更多的热情，还有更的一个目的。
And grace and patience and love.
会更有怜悯和耐心和爱。
Godliness is how we live now, because that's how we'll live for eternity.
敬虔就是我们现在生活的一个态度，因为在未来永生里面，我们就是要这样的过活。
As this trustworthy saying declares, godliness holds promise for both the present life and the life to come.
就像在经文里面讲的，敬虔它掌握了今生和来生的应许。
But third, what resource can help us become godly?
但第三点要问的是说，那有什么样的资源让我们能够过一个敬虔的生活呢？
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 says, His, that's God's divine power, has given us everything we need for a life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness.
彼得后书一章三节讲到说，神的神能已将一切关乎生命和敬虔的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己的荣耀和美德招我们的主。
What does that mean?
那什么意思呢？
The next verse says this.
那下一节的告诉我们。
Through these, by which he means God's own glory and goodness, God has given us his very great and precious promises.
那他讲到说，透过这些神你讲他的赐，把他的恩赐告诉我们的，他的应许告诉我们了。
Where do we find these promises?
我们去哪里寻找到这些应许呢？
We find them in Scripture.
我们在圣经里面找到他们。
Now look back at 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 13.
那我们看提摩太前书四章十三节。
Paul commands Timothy to devote himself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching and to teaching.
那保罗他鼓励提摩太要以宣读、劝勉和教导为念。
The resource for godliness is Scripture.
那圣经就是我们金钱的一个来源。
Why is that?
为什么是这样子呢？
Well, if you come across a construction site,It's no good measuring the holes in the ground or looking at the building materials to decide what's being built.
如果你到一个工地的话，你去看地上的洞，或是看到建筑的材料里面，你这样是没有办法决定说这个建筑物是要盖什么的。
You need to see the architect's design or an artist's drawing.
你必须看到那个设计师他画的蓝图，或是那艺术家所画的建筑物的样子。
Scripture is like the architect's design or the artist's drawing.
那圣经就是我们的一个艺术家的一个蓝图。
It reveals what godly lives are like.
那它里面告诉我们说，神喜悦的是什么事情，神不喜悦是什么事情。
Now, of course, ultimately, Scripture points us to Jesus.
那最后是指向耶稣基督。
Jesus is the supreme demonstration of a life lived to please his heavenly Father.
因为耶稣讲到说，生命至高的表现就是要取悦天父而活。
So when I think about godliness, I know I need to return to the Gospels.
所以当我想到金钱的意思的时候，我知道说我必须回到圣经里面来。
And look at the life of Jesus.
来看到耶稣他的生命的样式。
At our Wednesday night live English Bible study, we're studying the miracles of Jesus.
那在星期三晚上呢，我们一起来研究那个耶稣他的神迹。
And each time, my heart is deeply challenged.
那每次当我看的时候，我的生命被深深的给挑战。
Not so much by the miracle as much by the person of Jesus.
并不是因为耶稣所行的那些神迹，而是因为耶稣他自己。
I see how Jesus loves others.
我看到耶稣他是怎么样爱其他的人。
And so I come to the scriptures to discover his way of godliness.
所以我来到了圣经里面呢，看到神他进前的方法。
And I ask him to make it my way of godliness.
我跟神求说，神也用你的方法来帮助我变成更进前。
And so finally, what is the foundation for godliness?
那所以敬虔它的根基是什么呢？
In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10, Paul says, It's why we, meaning he and others, labor and strive.
这是为什么在提摩太前书四章十节，保罗说到说，我们劳苦努力。
Paul says that he labors and strives because his hope is in the living God, the Savior of all people.
保罗说他劳苦努力是因为人是他的希望是在那个永生的神和全人类的救主。
So the foundation for godliness is our living, saving God.
所以我们敬虔的根基就是我们的永生的神，我们人类的救主。
Here is where we return to last week's theme.
就是这样，我们回到看上个礼拜我们讲到的一个主题。
We are saved by Grace.
我们得救是本乎恩。
Godliness springs from grace.
敬虔是从恩典里面出来的。
It's important because it's too easy to think that godliness is something that we do.
这是很重要的，因为很多时候你敬虔，你会说是因为我做了什么好事。
If we think like that, we'll go into a spin, never satisfied and always full of guilt.
如果这是你想法的话，那我们就会回到一个循环里面，你从来不会觉得很满足，然后你会一直觉得很罪恶感。
But instead, our foundation for godliness is to look to the cross.
但是我们的敬虔的根基是我们要看到十字架。
To look to Jesus.
我们看着耶稣基督。
And to see what he did for us.
看看他为我们成就了什么事情。
A senior pastor told the story of three hardened teenagers who were making fun of another pastor.
那有一个主任牧师，他讲到说，有三个年轻人，他们在取笑一个也是一个牧师。
As a joke, they confessed to a long list of ridiculous and grievous sins that they had not committed.
那他们就开玩笑，他们就承认了一堆一连串很多搞笑或是很让人很生气的一些罪，他们是没有犯的。
The pastor that they were confessing these sins to saw through their provocation and played along with the first two teenagers.
那这个牧师看穿了他们的想要做的什么事情，他就跟他们一起来配合他们演出。
But when it came to the third, he listened carefully.
但是当第三个年轻人他在认罪的时候呢，他就专心的听。
He then said this.
接着他说
，Okay, you've confessed these sins.
他说：“好吧，你承认了这些罪。
Now I want you to do something to show your repentance.
那我要你做一件事情来承认，来让我知道你的悔改。
I want you to walk into the sanctuary and look at the cross.
我要你走到大堂中间，你看那个十字架。
And I want you to say to Jesus, you did all that for me, and I don't care very much.
我要你跟耶稣基督说，你做了这些事情为了我做了这些事情，但是我不是那么在乎。
And I want you to do it three times.
我要你这样做三次。
The boy entered the sanctuary and did what the pastor said.
所以那个年轻人他就到大堂中间，他就照牧师所讲这样做。
He looked at the cross and he said, "You did all that for me, and I don't care that much."
他对着十字架说：“你为了做这么多的事情，但是我不是很在乎。”
Then he said it a second time.
所以他再做第二次。
But when he tried saying it a third time, he could not.
但是当他讲第三次的时候，他做不到。
He broke down in tears.
他流下了泪来。
The senior pastor who told this story said he knew it was true because he was that third teenager.
这个牧师说，这个事情是真的，因为他就是那第三个年轻人。
At the cross, we face our sin.
因为在十字架面前，我们面对自己的罪。
But the cross brings us to the place where we are grasped by God's love.
但是十字架把我们带到神面前，我们抓住他的爱。
At the cross, we are transformed.
你在十字架面前，我们开始改变。
Because we see what Christ did for us.
因为我们看到基督为我们做的一切。
And we hear the call to godliness, to please our saving, living God.
我们也看到神的召唤，他的呼召要我们过敬虔的生活，为取悦神的活。
The foundation for godliness is the love of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
敬虔的根基就是在耶稣基督前他的爱。
In a few moments, we will gather around the Lord's table.
那待会我们一起来庆祝主的圣餐。
At this table, He invites us to bring our hopes and our sorrows.
在这桌前，他邀请我们带我们的希望和我们的痛苦到面前来。
Our joys and our despair.
我们的喜乐和我们的绝望。
Our successes and our failures.
我们的成功和我们的失败。
And with our eyes on the cross, he invites us to renew the call to be godly.
那在我们的眼睛看着十字架的时候呢，他邀请我们来再次更新我们敬虔的这个应许。
Remember, godliness is the attitude that wants to please God.
记得敬虔的意思是我们有个态度，我们想要取悦神。
Remember, godliness prepares us now for what is to come.
记得敬虔是要预备我们现在和未来生的事情。
Remember, godliness is cultivated as we meet Jesus in the Scriptures.
敬虔是当我们在圣经里面遇见神的时候，我们可以得到改变，得到教养。
And remember, godliness is about God's grace because Christ sets us free.
敬虔是因为神的恩典，因为基督他释放我们，让我们得自由。
So come and find life.
所以一起来，我们来寻找生命。
Amen.